How to Play Mafia, the funnest yet most unnerving game ever invented. Listen, I love games just as much as the next fella, but I, like you, tend to get a little apprehensive when one of my friends decides to hold game night at his or her, or its, not leaving you out, hermaphrodites, apartment. Yay, we're gonna order pizza, y'all, and Brian is gonna bring his DVD of that duck getting shot by the kid on the lake. You have to see it. It is beyond fucked up. If you are not logged on to Evite, then please do so now. Game nights usually start off a little slow and often a little awkward, and then you kind of get into it for a bit, and then once the beer is run out and talk turns to making a liquor store run, it just sort of peters out and you just want to take one more hit for the road and leave, right? Of course I'm right, I'm talking to me. My personal favorites are Scattergories, Celebrity, Apples to Apples, shit like that. I guess because there's hyper, time-sensitive arguing that goes along with them. But what if I told you that there's a parlor game that blows those games away? This game makes those games feel about as exciting as attending a day-long seminar on something as mundane as, I don't know, how to paste photos into a scrapbook and what color crepe paper you should use to border said photo. By the way, the photo, it's of you and your family standing in front of Nebraska's largest potato salad. I, right here and now, am guaranteeing you a fun, emotional, exhaustingly good time. No! Great time! Yes. Here it is. And believe me, I know it sounds like the corniest Christian camp organized fun you could imagine, but seriously, please trust me, you will instantly become addicted to it, guaranteed. This game is called Mafia, and a Russian psychologist developed it in the early 70s. Here's the deal. You get a minimum of 12 players, you can play with up to 18, and you sit in a circle. I know, sitting in a circle is already pushing up the queer quotient, but bear with me. Everyone in the circle is part of the village. One person acts as the mayor, who basically runs the show. I suggest making a male the mayor, as men are smarter at this kind of thing, and there's no danger of getting menstrual blood all over everything. The mayor then has the village go to sleep, which entails simply everyone closing their eyes and putting their heads down. The mayor will then walk around the circle and, without making a sound, tap three people on the head. These people are now the mafia. The mayor will ask the mafia to quietly open their eyes and acknowledge each other. When this is done, the mayor, again, it's important to have a man do this because a woman will just start to silently think about everyone's shoes and she'll get distracted, will have the mafia close their eyes again and will then walk around the room, this time tapping one person, announcing, "You are detective number one." Then the mayor will walk around some more and tap one last person, announcing, "You are detective number two." The detectives do not have to open their eyes. For reasons I will explain later, they do not want to reveal themselves. And as I'm reading this to you for this audiobook, I'm going to do the best job I can at describing it, but really, you should go get the book. You don't have to buy it. Just take a pad of paper and jot down this section. See if there's a copy machine at the bookstore and get it from the library. And then go to the copy machine and just copy this part. You know, you can do it by hand, but whatever. It's just easier to read. Anyway, back to the audio portion. Okay, now the hijinks begin. Basically, the goal is simply this. The village needs to kill off the mafia before the mafia kills off the village. There are two rounds consisting of day and night. At nighttime, the mayor, after announcing it's nighttime, village, go to sleep, will have everyone close their eyes. Then the mayor, and I cannot stress how serious I am about making the mayor a guy, because at this point, a woman will start to bitch about something she just read in Us Weekly and take everyone out of the game. Anyway, the mayor will have just the mafia wake up and ask them to silently choose one member of the village to kill. The mafia quietly does this, and once the mayor confirms the victim, close their eyes again. Now the mayor will ask detective number one to wake up. The detective is allowed to pick one person, ask the mayor, again in silence, if he or she is in the mafia. They just point. The mayor either shakes or nods his head, tells the detective to go back to sleep, and then awakens the other detective. This action takes place each round until the detectives are killed off. More on this later, but right now it's time for the second stage, morning. Actually, before I talk about that, let me just say the cool thing about the detectives is that no one knows who they are, and they kind of have to keep it that way. If a mafia member suspects someone of being a detective, then the mafia will kill them, but but the detective does need to have enough sway so as to help the innocent or lay suspicion on the guilty. They have the hard evidence in hand. They have to try and subtly lead the village to the truth.